Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Bring the young vandal here, Cherry's Jubilee.
I'm afraid I can't. The dish contains brandy.
Yeah, but doesn't the alcohol just burn off? Mm.
It's still against the rules, ma'am.
Fine.
Oh. I'll order the Cherry's Jubilee. We can share it.
I can't allow that either.
Can we say it's his birthday?
It's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday, young man. Let's get you a slice of cake or some other age-appropriate dessert.
Christ on a crutch. What kind of a fascist hash foundry are you running here?
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you by chance have cherries?
Yes.
Great. And do you have ice cream?
Yes.
Fantastic. Can we please get cherries and ice cream to go?
And the check.
Right away.
Bitch.
Now, Holdovers is in theaters now. Yeah. The director is Alexander Payne, and he's going to give us an Omaha traffic report. Everything good? Everything going smoothly?
Yeah, I'm just appalled that you could allow the word bitch on your radio show.
Oh, well, that's one of the words. You're appalled by that.
I am shocked. Shocked.
Thanks
How are you doing today?
Good. How you doing, Alexander? Appreciate
you
calling.
Thank you for taking our call.
Fine.
I know you're a busy guy.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Congratulations on the Holdovers. You're getting great reviews. I mean, do you care about reviews or not?
You know what? There are some critics whom I respect. And from the good critics, I can actually learn something. Oh, you know, because we're all in this together to some degree.
Okay.
You know, you look on Rotten Tomatoes, it's hundreds of people you've never heard of, and anybody can sit in their living room and write something and, you know, upload it. But so there's no reason to pay attention to that. But between good of your reviews and bad reviews, it's nicer to have good ones. I got to say that.
All right. All right. Well, it's getting great buzz. And go ahead.
Thoughtful ones. Yeah, thoughtful ones.
Well, it's funny because I'm looking. There's Oscar buzz around it, and I didn't know this is a trivia that every time you're nominated for best director, Scorsese's been nominated the same year, and he's got Flowers of the Killer Moon this year. Do you think it's going to happen again?
Who knows? Oh, God, no. Who knows?
Do you care?
Yeah.
Do I care?
I mean, it would be nice to have one of those, would it not?
Yeah, it's nice, you know, it's nice to have it. You don't have to win. I kind of am in principle against competitions in the arts.
I get it.
You know, these are arts. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to have recognition. A nomination is very flattering. It's good. And let's just put it this way. It's good for business.
Alexander Payne with us. Holdovers is in theaters now. Congratulations again on the movie. Everybody loves it. Todd and our producer Puss all saw it. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to see it this weekend. I can't wait because I love Giamatti. Has there ever been talk of – do you ever think about any sequels to any of your movies?
No, although Tom Parada, he's the novelist who wrote the book Election, on which Election was based 25 years ago. He's written a sequel to that.
I thought I
read And that. Jim Taylor, my co-screenwriter, we're driving around the block as to whether we want to do it or not. But no, I've never, other than that, I've never thought about a sequel.
Well, yeah, I think all your movies are obviously great standalones. I always just wondered, in your mind, where do you think Giamatti and Thomas Hayden Church characters are now?
Oh, you know what? I hate to give you a boring answer, but I have no idea.
Okay,
once I'm done with the movie, I sort of they they leave my consciousness.
All right, I get that. I get
leave my consciousness.
I appreciate you putting up with the question.
Hey, we often speak of directors who bat a thousand, who don't make bad movies, and you're always top of the list there. Do you have a guy in mind, or a couple guys in mind that you think bat a thousand?
Directors? Film directors who always
specifically
make good
directors.
Movies?
Yeah. Yeah. Like yourself.
Yeah, well, Stanley Kubrick really didn't make a bad movie.
No,
Sergio Leone really didn't make a bad movie. There's but also those guys had very limited output.
Yeah.
Sergio Leone directed 7 movies, including those great, the spaghetti westerns with the trilogy with Clint Eastwood. And Kubrick only made 13. I could get really super, super film nerdy on you and talk about some, like, Japanese guys who never made a bad one. But, yeah, it's, you know what, and I had one that tanked on me pretty bad, downsizing the last one. But, keeps you honest.
I listen, I understand it didn't make a ton of money, but we all love Downsizing. Yeah. I thought it was just a really cool movie, cool concept. I thought it played well. I mean, but you can't help that kind of stuff. You thought the movie was good yourself, right? It was your movie.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing in life. So, you're in a bad relationship or you make a bad movie and you make a mistake at work and you say to yourself, if I was so wrong about that, what the heck else in my life am I wrong about? We all have those reality checks from time to time.
Our producer's got a question about Giamatti's character in the Holdovers.
Okay, Alexander, I have a theory. I saw the Holdovers on Saturday night, and in the movie, Giamatti has he's got an eye. It's either a lazy eye or whatever. And late in the movie, there's a line that makes reference to it. I spent the entire movie trying to decide which was the bad eye. Did you or did you not just randomly switch it back and forth throughout the movie? Because I think it's the left. No, it's the right. No, it's the left. Back and forth.
I was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was the left eye.
I can neither confirm nor deny it.
Well, it worked on me because I when late in the film, when you get to the line, I went, okay, I'm not nuts.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was just me because I just saw the preview so far. I haven't seen the movie. And I kept thinking, what's wrong with Giamatti, man? What's the deal with that? Okay. Alexander Payne with
us. Yeah. My joke for a while was this is the first movie or TV show Paul Giamatti's ever been in where he didn't wear an eye prosthetic.
Oh, yeah. That's your joke. I love that. I looked at your IMDb, Alexander Payne with us. Alexander, is there something in your past that is a hidden gem we should check out that we haven't seen? Because there's a ton of stuff in there you produced or directed, obviously.
Thanks for asking. I would say two things. One is a feature I didn't direct. I was involved in producing it. It's called Cedar Rapids. It's about an insurance convention in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Yeah. It's pretty funny, and it's a very sweet movie. And then the other thing is I did a 6-minute movie for a compilation film called Paris, I Love You.
Okay.
And that little 6-minute film I did, I don't really recommend my films all that much, but I can recommend that one because it's only 6 minutes.
We actually did see most. I think most of us saw Cedar Rapids. I love that movie. It is funny as hell. Yeah. It is. Alexander Payne. So do you go around and the movie's out now, so you just let it go and then you're moving on to the next project? Or are you just promoting it the whole time now?
No, as you can see from this very conversation, I'm still involved in some film promotion activities.
Yeah.
I happen to be in Omaha right now. I did events at Film Streams and at Alamo Draft House over the weekend.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I continue. What are they going to tell me? But it seems fine from my point of view. I have very, very intelligent questions, very generous audiences. Tomorrow I continue on to St. Louis for the St. Louis Film Festival. And then I go out to L.A. for some events out there until Thanksgiving. So I've still got some stuff going on. I look forward to the time, though, where the promotional stuff dies down and I can get back to work.
Well, you know, congratulations on the movie. I know you're happy, and everybody says it's great. Can't wait to see it. These guys have seen it, and make sure go out and check it out.
Hope you like it. Hope you like it.
And we appreciate
it. It was a wonderful film, Alexander.
Yes.
Thank you.
It was great.
And we appreciate you giving us the time, too, and calling us, by the way. Thanks a lot, Alexander.
No sweat. Thanks for the support and all the best.
Take care. All right. Cool. All right. Alexander Payne.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a trailer. It's also available online on the Alamo Drafthouse's website.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, where he discusses a bunch of, you know, hidden gem films that he really liked. And there's five or six of them, and one of them was an old Jack Nicholson film that I'm inclined to check out.
That he wasn't involved with, you mean?
No, none of these that he was involved with.
These are just movie recommendations from him, and a lot of stuff from the mid-70s.
Well, we're familiar with his age, you know, Alexander's age, like really familiar with it. Yeah. So, I always enjoyed talking to him. He's in the studio once. I know Todd sees him once in a while, but I'm in big conversation with him at yoga, obviously. But it seems to me the guy, it's rarefied air who he hangs out with. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't come across that way, you know, because he's also one of those kind of guys you don't see in a lot of big, huge interviews. I mean, he does these Q&As with the audience, but yeah, he's not Tarantino. He's got a camera in front of his face all the time. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
You very rarely see big interviews featuring Alexander Payne. You know, I don't think he likes to talk about himself so much.
No, I don't think he. He doesn't demand that.
Yeah, exactly. And he should. He's amazing. Yeah, not demand.
He's at a point too where he can send a script to anybody and they'll read it. And you go top of the stack.
Yeah, one of the other trivia thing I had here from his IMDb. I didn't realize this too. He's directed. 7 actors have been Oscar nominated under his direction: Jack Nicholson, Kathy Bates, Thomas Hayden Church, Virginia Madsen, George Clooney, Bruce Stern, and June Squibb. All of them got nominated for movies that. And come on, you're right, Nick.
That's amazing.
Yeah, if he calls you, you're going to go. That was one of the questions I was going to ask him. Has anybody ever turned him down? And I'm guessing no. You know.
Well, I mean, in this movie, it's not a spoiler or anything, but at the end of this movie, Tate Donovan pops up in one scene. You know, just a really tiny bit part.
Oh, I love Tate Donovan. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I mean, that's another one of those guys who, didn't have to, he's not a huge star, but doesn't have to take a little role like that. Obviously does it because he sees, it's Alexander Payne.
He's happy to work with Alexander Payne.
Just to say that he was in an Alexander Payne movie. The Nicholson movie he mentions in that, Todd, it's The Last Detail.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great movie.
1973.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, have you?
It's Nicholson and they're escorting a soldier to jail who's played by the nut job that is
Randy Quaid.
Okay,
a young Randy Quaid. It's a big long weekend. They're escorting him to prison, and they're two older guys, and he's a young kid that did something really bad in the Navy, and they're escorting him into prison. It's about their weekend together,
and they kind of take a liking to him. And
well, they figure, listen, we're going to show the kid some time because he's going to go away for a while.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds interesting. A young Carol Kane, a young Gilda Radner in that movie.
Who plays his partner? There's two sailors that are escorting him.
Otis Young.
I'd recognize if you've seen him from that time period. I don't think the name doesn't sound. Yeah. I recommend that highly too. Not that I'm as important as Alexander Payne. Recommending movies. Yeah. But The Last Detail is a great movie. Right.
But if it's got your endorsement and Alexander Payne's endorsement.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen it, but that's
and basically because it's got Alexander Payne's endorsement.
Yeah, that's right. I piggybacked on that one. But I did see it. Yeah.
I did start a blog, Big Head Movie Endorsements.
Yeah, I mean, it's to the point now where, you know, this thing will probably be available on VOD soon. If you can, go see it in the theater, though. It's it does deserve to be seen on the big screen. But whatever, whenever you can get to this movie, put it on your list. It's a wonderful film.
All movies are better on the big screen.
And try the fish and chips. You'll be glad you did.
The problem I have with the three-hour movies in the theaters anymore
is, no matter what,
I'm going to leave for at least for 4 minutes during the movie to pee.
Yeah.
The a three-hour movie, I'm going to pee once.
Killers of the Flower Moon, or Flowers of the Killer Moon, as Tyler mentioned earlier.
Did I say it that way? I said it the wrong way?
Yeah, okay. You did.
Ah, whatever. Close enough. Yeah,
whatever.
Runtime of 215 minutes.
Oh,
that's a long time.
Break that in hours for me.
That's 3 hours and 25 minutes.
Yes. Did you see it?
No, I just saw the runtime. And I'm interested in that movie, but that's one I'd have to watch like in three parts.
That's a mini
series.
I
have a big screen at the house. I'm going to sit and pause that and watch
it. It's coming to Apple.
Yeah.
I saw the runtime at 225, and that's 3 hours, 45 minutes. And then I saw another one that said 215.
That's still 230.
That's not even the director's cut.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're vanity projects, people were saying. Sometimes they're a little bit too long, you know.
Well, that's the last two big things that Scorsese has done that have been like that. The Irishman and this have both been 3.5.
I didn't even finish The Irishman.
Oh, The Irishman's great.
But I thought it was great for a couple hours.
But to watch it in one setting, I don't know if I have.
No.
No, that's both those are miniseries as far as I'm concerned. I'll watch an hour and a half, and then I'll watch another hour and a half later on.
Make that 4 45-minute episodes.
Right.
I watched that Reptile movie you were talking about on Netflix.
Did you like it?
It took me 3 sittings to get through that. That's just like an average movie. Like,
it is an average movie.
I think that a lot.
Oh, good. I'm glad you did. But you're right, Nick. It's one of those situations where do you start paying attention to other stuff, you know, when you're watching that movie? I'm glad you liked it. And even it starred Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, but he was kind of
he ain't the main part.
Kind of a skeezy douche.
Yeah, he is a skeezy douche.
But are you
softening?
Benicio
del Toro is the star of that
movie. Did that soften you on your Justin Timberlake stance? Yeah. Like, you don't hate him as much after this?
No, I thought it was typecasting.
Yeah. And Benicio del Toro is the main guy, and he's great in everything he does.
And you can't smell him through the screen?
No.
He's stinky.
I'm glad you liked it, because we like to recommend the movies to each other, and we know we think we each other's like, so yeah, check it out.
You guys would like The Holdovers. So
I know I'm going to watch it.
Go check that out.
I can't imagine you won't.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.